Ryan Grant looks good. Is in very good shape. It's good, great to have him back. He walked in the gym walkthrough this morning after completing his business and got a standing ovation. So I think that tells you what the locker room thinks of him. So it's good to have him back.
Like, how fortunate is it at this point in the season when you need somebody that you don't have to get a guy up to speed on what, how you operate?
Yes, I mean, Ryan has great history with us. Kind of stepped right in and. The offense has evolved. There is some new terminology, but I don't see him having any issues getting ready.
Mike, is there a worry that he might not be in football shape? I guess one thing to be in shape, but then there's a football shape too, right?
Yes, I agree. I don't think we expect him to go out and play 60 plays this week. So we'll let the week's work, give us information on where he is. But we're not looking for him to go out and play the full game.
You do expect him to be available Sunday, correct?
Yes. Yes, I expect Ryan Grant to be available.
What's the estimate on how long Starks is going to be out?
James Starks' injury, it'll definitely be multiple weeks. He won't be ready this week. Something had happened, flared up on Monday. He felt he just had a bruise. They wanted to check it. They didn't like what they saw initially. James felt he was fine to play. Then they checked, did some more tests and did not like what they saw. So it'll definitely be a multiple week injury.
Any updates on Nelson and Matthews?
They're getting better. I'm timelined out, frankly. They're getting better. I don't know if they'll be ready this week. Yeah, it was great to have Charles out there. He's getting close, so he was able to do some. He did the competitive drill and worked throughout the team. So it's a good start. We'll obviously evaluate him as we go through the week.
Do you think you would be able to practice in pads? Are you going in pads
tomorrow? We will practice in pads tomorrow.
Do you think you would be able to take part?
We'll see what the morning brings us. Every morning has been different the last 10 days. Well, I mean, Jeff's sore. I mean, there's no doubt. He's, it's really this time of year. This fourth quarter season, no one feels good. There's a lot of lingering injuries. We have our dose of them, and I feel confident Jeff will go Sunday. Yeah, he's a young man. We don't have really any, game experience with him. So he's someone that we've been practicing, quite a bit here of late. So special teams is probably the priority for him right now. But, he's a young man that has a lot of abilities. He's 5'7", but other than that, you like everything else about him. So he has very good hands. He has burst. He's quick. So he's done a nice job since he's been here.
Is Alex Green ready to take on more carries now as opposed to when Cedric first went down?
Has to be. Alex has been playing all year, and we had him on a rep count there earlier in the year, particularly in training camp. So I thought he played very well against the Vikings, probably his best game of the year. So we'll be leaning on Alex this week.
Mike, how's Mike Neal's shoulder?
Yeah, Mike Neal, I really don't have any information for you there, just the circumstances around his injury. We probably won't be able to get the information that we need till tomorrow. So I don't feel real good about what the medical staff told me today about Mike, but we'll be able to get more information tomorrow.
Mike, now that you're into the short turnaround preparation kind of week, anything significant about it that you're finding?
Short turnaround preparation.
Having lines, second game come with it.
Oh, okay.
Versus,
I mean, yes, playing the division opponent, obviously a very important game. Playing them so close to each other, watching their last two games. There's definitely a lot of carryover. But like everything in this league, it changes week to week. So you just pay attention to the matchups and things they did very well in the first game and the things you want to do better. So. This will be a heck of a game.
With fewer games to look at, is it more self-scout with you guys this week, or do you just put a closer emphasis on those two games?
Well, I mean, you sell Scott every week, especially playing this close together. I mean, the most important video is always your own video, competing against those guys. So, but we obviously watch Houston and Indianapolis to see if there's any changes that they've made.
Do you have any new information on TJ Lang?
TJ's, I really don't have a feeling one way or the other. So, it's not progressing, I know, the way he'd like. Well, I mean, I think we've scaled back about as far as we can go. I mean, we worked very light today. You know, we only had, really two team periods, and that's unusual light for us. So, we're just being smart with our guys. You know, we're pushing the envelope on, having 46 healthy. So you got to lower the risk in practice because we do practice with a lot of tempo and, things like that too. So, we're just being smart about it.
Look back at all to look back at what you did in 2010 when you had all these injuries, just to kind of remind yourself, are you not at all?
I'd never want to look back to 2010 in season. I mean, it's nice to look back at the postseason, but I don't have to look back. I know exactly what it feels like again. You're juggling balls and more than you have, but it's. It's just about really the investment that you make in your younger players. Frankly, it starts in the spring. So we got a lot of different guys playing two or three positions, and we're going to need them to perform Sunday night.
Two more. Like, can you see in your guys, though, the benefit of you never having self-pity and never saying, oh, I can't believe all these the next man up thing? Can you see that these guys, it's just sort of business as usual, even if they're disappointed for their teammate, they don't seem to – linger on it very long. They just say, all right, well, this is next.
Well, I mean, it's something we talk about a lot as a team. You only have so much time. We are very conscientious of time management. We feel it's important in the way we go about our business. Self-pity is a waste of time. It's a wasted emotion. I think it's just part of the – frankly, I think it's part of the National Football League. I don't think we've created any, secret formula on how we go about it. We just stay focused on what's in front of us, and you have to, especially these division games. They're so important.
The way the Lions are playing this year in the fourth quarter, the way they came on against the Texans in overtime, even this past Sunday, Is that any kind of a point of emphasis to your team this week?
Well, their fourth quarter production was definitely a huge point of emphasis going into our first game, because I know at that time they had scored more points in the fourth quarter than the other three combined. So, I mean, it's definitely a characteristic of their football team. So it's part of your game planning. We're not going to change the way we play the first three quarters because of how well they play in the fourth quarter. I think it's a credit to what they're able to do at the end of the game, but it's still not going to change the way we prepare for them.
Mike, getting back to Ryan Grant, last season frequently spoke highly of him and the job he did. You mentioned his locker room presence. What was the biggest reason you didn't bring him back to training camp? Was it age?
Well, I mean, I don't really see any need to go backwards. I think it's great that Ryan's here. There are elements of our business that determine whether you make changes, when you do and when you don't. But I was glad to see him this morning when he walked through the door.